Now, the 26th of January is a day synonymous with barbecues, beers and celebrating all things Australian. But not all of us will be gathered around the barbie next week. The Yarban Festival is the biggest one-day gathering in recognition of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures in Australia, held annually on the 26th of January. We're joined now by Mia Wright, the Festival Director of Yarban, to tell us more about the festivities. Mia, good morning.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Really good. And thanks so much for being on The Daily. Now, let's kick it off with the top. For those who haven't heard of the Yarban Festival, can you tell us about it? What's the festival about?
Well, Yarban Festival, of course, is on Australia Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of how the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people choose to kind of celebrate the day. Whether it's celebrating mourning or invasion or survival day, Yarban's kind of come about to bring it all together, but, you know, kind of enhance all the positive things we do as well with our music and our art and our dance and, yeah, just a continuance to show our culture to the Australian public.
Excellent. So it's celebrating the culture. Yeah, cool. Now, when did the festival first start?
2003. Yeah, so this is our 15th year.
Awesome.
We've been going for quite some time now. We've had a long succession, which is great. And hopefully we'll continue on long into the future.
Absolutely. Now, what can people expect this year? Have you got a big day planned for the 15th year?
We do. We do have a big set of events. We've got our main stage, which is always kind of the hit of the day, and that's where we pick. We bring artists from all over the country. Our headline act this year is Kev Carmody.
Oh, cool.
Who I'm sure a lot of people are aware of.
Yeah.
We've got some really great acts this year. Vic Sims, Marlene Cummins, up-and-coming Loren Ryan, Warren H. Williams, just to name a few. But there's just so much more with the festival. We have all different things and activities going on through the day. We have a really special part of the day called the Corroboree Ground, and that's basically non-stop traditional dancing where dance groups come from all over New South Wales, all over the country really, and bring their song lines and stories and all kind of gather and dance together on the day.
Awesome. Awesome. Whereabouts exactly is the festival taking place?
It's at Victoria Park,
okay.
Camperdown. Yeah, across the road from Broadway.
The big park.
Across the road from Broadway. Yeah, right on the corner. So a beautiful spot. We've got
Absolutely.
A pool for the kids and hopefully it's a lovely day.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Now, this is next Thursday we're talking about. We are talking about the 26th of January here.
Next Thursday.
Now, to you personally, Mia, what does the 26th of January mean to you?
Oh, you know, it is. It's a hard day. Mm-hmm. You know, I definitely still believe in, you know, it's about survival to me, mm-hmm. and showing the continuance of our beautiful culture, that we're still here, that we're still going. But it's also acknowledging the past and, you know, thinking of all those long-lost warriors we lost in the beginning. But, you know, we're moving forward. We're creating new pathways, and Yarban is kind of a step in the right direction, I feel, for everybody to come together and learn off one another.
Yeah. Now, you're learning off one another. Is the celebration open to everyone?
Everyone.
Everyone.
Yes. It's an open invitation to everyone. If you, you know, have any interest or, you know, we get a lot of our neighbourhood neighbours, all of the surrounding suburbs and stuff that generally come to it, but it is. It's open to anyone. If you've ever wanted to come down and see some Aboriginal talent or arts and crafts or hear discussions, this is the day to come to.
Yep. Cool. Learn something, absolutely. What does the word Yarban mean?
Yarban is a Gadigal word,
okay.
Which is Gadigal is the Sydney inner city region,
mm-hmm.
and it means music to a beat.
Oh, wow. Awesome. So I think that really sums it up. It's about, yeah, as you say, sort of having a sing-along and the dancing and everything as well. It'd be fantastic. Now, what are the details that people need to know? Where can they find out more information about the celebrations next week?
Sure. It's the 26th of January, next Thursday, Victoria Park, corner of Parramatta Road and City Road, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. we're going to. It's free entry. Everything is free. If you need more information, you can hop over to our Facebook or you can jump onto the website, www.yarban.org.com.
We will make sure there is a link on our website to that website. Mia, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily.
Thanks for having me. Hope to see you there.
Absolutely, yeah. That was Mia right there. She's the Festival Director of Yarban, the Yarban Festival. As she's saying, in its 15th year, sounds like a great day out. I'm definitely going to try and make it down there. I think it sounds like a good time.